And joining me is Jeff Holloman. Hopefully I said your name right.
Yes, Jeff Holloman, you happen to say,
thank God for that. Now, you're also known as Net Artist, all one word, 51.
51, that's correct.
You can check him out online. He is on all the social media that you could ever hope for. He works alongside Erica Sedin, who is an amazing vocalist. We played your song earlier in the year, Give To Me, which was brilliant. And you've got a brand new track out, which is called Words. And we're going to talk about that in a while.
We are, yes.
We'll end the interview with it, in fact. So how long have you been writing music?
I was in a group called Ecstatic back in the early 2002. We used to do the London scene, Mean Fiddler, Rock Garden, Orange Club, Shepherd's Bush Empire. So I was with them for 2 years. As you know, groups, they sort of split up and we went our separate ways, and I just sort of concentrated on songwriting.
So did you sing or did you play what
play
instrument?
Play keys,
yeah. So did you grow up sort of learning piano when you were younger, or was it?
I think when I was about 15, I got one of these little keyboards and was knocking around for years, and I never really sort of took up, and I just started playing and taught myself just the basics. I'm not a fantastic keyboard player, I just sort of know the basic. And then I thought, you know, got a pen paper and started writing some lyrics, and that's sort of unfold from that, really.
And what sort of music did you grow up listening to that kind of influenced
Dad Like Country? I know you're not too keen on that yourself.
Have you heard me say that? I feel bad now, I'm sorry.
But modern country music, it's changed a lot. You've got a lot of influence of pop coming into it as well. So it was jazz, big band, and then I think sort of late sort of 70s, I was a DJ mobile disco for a couple of years, so I was playing a lot of 50s, 60s and 70s. My passion really is rock and roll and rockabilly, but I like all styles because as a songwriter, it's good to draw from different influences, because otherwise you write a song and everyone has different tastes, and it's very hard to write a song that everyone's going to like. It's near impossible. But as long as you're sort of halfway there, I think you're on the right track. You've got to be happy in what you're writing.
I was reading, actually, because you said you played all over London in these bands. Did you get near to being signed, or were you signed at the time?
We weren't signed. We had a couple of meetings with, I think it was, I remember his name, Sack Leaks, RCA, one of them, but nothing came off it. It was chasing a dream, which everyone wants to. At the end of the day, as you say, you know, you don't have to be famous to be successful. There's loads of people, especially out on the internet now, that's opened up, you know, such a big avenue for people to go down.
Yeah, YouTubers, and also you've got, as you said, that there's people on that you probably know as well on Facebook that have got, you know, a million followers, and they've got a couple of 100,000 people that they sell their music to.
Yeah, and you don't see them in the charts. They're better off.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what we want.
It is, yes.
That's what Jeff wants. 100,000 people, buy this afternoon, please, buy the music. Do you find you have to do songwriting to get everything out of your system? Otherwise, you can't cope.
You do, because you might be sitting down watching TV and all of a sudden you get a couple of lines come in your head. Where's that pen and paper, you know? Write down before you forget it. So I'm constantly, all the time, stuff's turning over in my head.
And how many songs have you written so far, do you think?
Not released. I've got about 50, 60 sort of penned down. Well, usually, once I've got a theme or subject, I sort of randomly write maybe 10, 15 lines, just what comes into your head down. And then from that 15 lines, usually you can get two or three that sort of match and carry on that process. And before you know, you've got like a first and a chorus. So my lyrics have to come first. And then I sort of push a rough structure together, then sort of try to find a melody line, because I can't sing myself. I'm banned from karaoke, everything. So I sort of get, I think it's called top lining, you know, you get the melody, get a basic drum beat, basic chord structure and the melody, lyrics, and then I go in and work with a producer, strip it all down and start from scratch and then build it up.
Now, what was the first song you ever wrote? Do you remember what it was called?
More Than a Friend, I think it was.
How old were you when you wrote that? That sounds quite a mature lyric.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say I was seven.
I was in my mid-30s, I think. Wrote it for the group, and it's something I would like to go back and remix.
You work with a fantastic singer. So
Erica Sandin.
Tell us about how did you meet her?
I was looking for somewhere to record me, Give To Me, and I found a producer at Audio House in North London. Met up with Will Baker, and they use session singers. So he played a few different session singers, and I heard Erica, and you know this, it's hard to get the right vocalist for your song. You know what you want, and also you need a vocalist to be able to sit in the track so everything sort of moulds together. And I heard Erica, and I thought, yeah, that's fantastic. I started working with Erica, came in and laid the vocals down, and then we'll produce a song.
And you've carried on working with her?
Erica's on my second track, the charity single, because I did record the charity single with another vocalist, and it was more of a summer sort of feel with steel drums.
Mm.
But some of the feedback it's good to get feedback, yes, even if it's negative or positive, because negatives you can try to bring into being positive. And with the feedback, I thought, you know, you only get one chance. I'm only going to have one chance at this. I thought, no, I'm going to go back and start again. I thought, do you know what? I was pleased with Erica's voice, so I went back, redone it, and used Erica again.
Who do you get to give your feedback?
Family's good. Also, I work with other songwriters, so they're the first ones that say, look here, Jeff, you know, it's good, but, you know, you should do this, or, which is good, because, you know, you can work on the negatives. Yeah, they're very supportive, fans and friends, get me words mixed up here, friends and family, but it's the getting public awareness off the track to hopefully help the two charities that I've released it for.
You were a finalist in the UK Songwriting Contest in 2018.
That's quite a big contest. You submit your song, and it's judged by some of the top people in the industry.
Wow.
More on, not on the sound, it's on songwriting, so you get points for different. And I got 9 out of 10 points. They do different sort of love songs, different categories, and there's finalists in each of them. Then the final winners actually chose from that.
Oh, excellent. So you were in the top.
I was, which inspired, you know, it gives you a bit of confidence. Yeah. You know.
And you can use it on the social media as well.
Yeah, it does help. Yeah. It does, yeah.
Yeah. Because we all like accolades. I need some, actually. I've got none. But it's good to have, isn't it?
It is, yeah. Because it builds your confidence to think, yeah, maybe I am doing something right.
So. Well, you definitely are, because great tunes have been sent in
which we
are playing. And hopefully a few more of the presenters will be playing them as well. Now, the track, which is called Words, which is featuring Erica on the vocals, tell us about the track and how it came about, because it is actually a charity single as well.
It is, yeah. The Peace Hospice actually looked after my mother in the last sort of few days of her life. They're a sort of end of care service, not only there, but they also do in the community as well. And I was reading up on their website, and they're looking, I think it's saying like £4 million plus a year, that's how much they have to get through fundraising. So I thought, you know, that's an ideal charity. And also Cancer Research UK, is everybody's aware of that. I mean, that's affected quite a few members of my family. So I thought, put the two together and see if I can sort of raise some funds for them. It was, you know, the care they gave was unbelievable.
Yeah.
As you say, not just to the family members as well, and aftercare as well.
Yes, definitely. So the money from this single is going to the Peace Hospice and Cancer Research UK. Words. So did you write this? Is this a song about your mum, or is it just...
No, I did start penciling a song, but it was too sad.
Yeah.
And I wanted something to sort of be joyful. So the easiest thing to write about is love. Everyone's...
Yeah.
At some time in their songwriting career, will write love songs, because with experience, you gain over the years. So I thought, you know, I put pen to paper, and it just sort of, the song just came. There was in front of me, got on the piano, got a melody. I thought, yeah, this sounds nice. And took it from there.
Okay. So what's coming up for you next? Are you just going to keep on, you're releasing sort of stuff every couple of months?
Yeah, I'm always in, I've got a little studio I put together at home, so I'm always busy working on stuff. And my granddaughter, a couple of weeks ago, said, "Granddad, can I write a song?" She'd be 8 in January, Lily. Yeah. And I was doing singing on the piano. "Our granddad," she wrote all these lines down, and within half hour, there was a verse and a chorus for her.
Competition.
Yeah. Yes.
Wonderful.
So I said to her, in the new year, we'll work on that, and she wants it. She loves Erica's voice.
Yeah.
So, "Granddad, we've got to have Erica sing the vocals." I said, fair enough. Wow. So hopefully in the new year, we go back in the studio and
Oh, that's lovely. Yeah. Oh, that's really, so creativity runs in the family. So if you want to find out more about Jeff Holloman, he is known as NetArtist51. So it's NetArtist, all one word, 51. You're on Instagram, you're on Facebook, you're on Twitter, yeah, as well. So do check him out. This song is a brilliant song. I've been playing it loads on my show, in fact, every day for the last couple of weeks. And you can get a copy of it if you look online, obviously. And all of the proceeds are going towards the Peace Hospice and the Cancer Research Charities. This is track is called Words. It's NetArtist 51 featuring Erica Sandine. Or Sandine, is that right?
Sandine.
Yeah. She'll hate me. Don't hate me, Erica. She's got a great voice. Thanks very much for coming in.
And thanks for having me. And thanks for giving me track all the airplay that you have.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. Here we go. Here's Words.
Love me too, just like I love you. Can you tell me now what your heart is telling you to do? I need all of your love to help me feed my heart. It's hungry for your love. Without it, how can I go and fall in love? Come, come and share. Come share your